Last week on Utterly Absurd, in a celebrity cook-off, contestants faced each other while...
Precious.
Oh, but Gollum watched.
Okay.
And on the other side of the coin, in the other token land, there was the pirates fighting it off with their British judge counterparts.
But kill him!
In the end, there could not be all that made it through.
Who was kicked off?
I was.
Awkward!
Cows, 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 cows. The turn of the head and the swish of the tail.
And you're on.
Oh, hello everybody. Welcome to Utterly Absurd, episode 5, round 4.
With our guest judge, Tara.
Crazy!
Because
he's a crazy
Tara's saying crazy.
That's it, yeah. Alright, so here we are with a special round of duets or dual partners.
It's been a while, Reed. It's been 2 weeks.
I know. The Jews, they got to do the Passover thing. You know, we had the matzah.
A little bit of this to that.
You know, what can you do? We had to go from regular Easter to Orthodox Easter. Just making sure we're covering all our bases here.
So, I'm pretty sure everyone's glad. I'm glad that, that we got, like, all the submissions. I want to do a recap for those who might not listen to the show. The way the show is judged, the contestants are judged in 3 categories: energy, acting, and risk. They could get a possible 10 points from either Reed or myself.
Right.
So 30 from me total, 30 from Reed.
And
for a total of 60.
Right.
Combined.
But wait, what are all these token things?
There are Reed tokens and blackjack tokens.
And do the listeners really need to understand that?
Nah. It's all on the front.
Let's explain it anyway.
Let's explain it for them, though.
Because they're
really just
they
really quick tokens
in ways.
Yeah, tokens really quick. Blackjack tokens you could use to add 5 points to your score. Reed tokens you could use to skip rounds. If you save enough tokens, you could eliminate a player, or you could buy a cloak that protects you from being eliminated.
Yeah.
And you also earn tokens by doing well on the show and by choosing minor Reed's rounds. I don't know if people have noticed, but each week there's a blackjack round and there's a Reed round.
Right.
They choose a round, and based on the round they choose, they get that token. So 2 of those tokens to be specific.
Right. Now,
okay.
Having said that, this week is an exception.
Oh, yes, yes, right. Yes.
Because we made it so that we had to pair them up. They each got 1 of each token. Instead of pre-picking which one they get. But it's the same deal. They get to accumulate to see if they can reach certain points with their tokens about either using them to boost their score or skip around. And all the details of that are at the top of the thread if anybody's more curious about that. But suffice it to say, tokens can be just called blue and red wild cards because that's what they are.
I like to call mine BJ.
Because that's what they're good for, a free BJ.
Yes. Oh, yeah, and we went there. Okay.
Yeah. Did you check the submissions this week? They still had 2 options, and they're going to have 2 options next week as well. Did we at least get 1 person do mine and 1 person do yours?
I think it's going to be a surprise to all of us. I think they might have all done the superhero theme. I'm not sure, though. I didn't get time today to listen to all of them as they came in. We gave everybody an extra day because Blackjack had a surprise going away party that he knew about, so it wasn't a surprise.
Well, I knew they told me a day in advance, which is surprising.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's why we're a day late, I guess we should explain that.
And even with that, they came in last minute.
The contestants sounded like they wanted it. They're like, wow, this like really works out. And KH is here with us, which is awesome.
Yep.
So, like, everything works out. It's lovely.
It is lovely. So, there were 2 categories this week. The categories,
yeah.
And people chose based on what they wanted, not based on whose tokens they're trying to get.
I see it 1 superhero, and I see at least 1 game, so.
Okay, cool.
Anyway,
so
explain the.
My category was superhero, supervillain, with sort of almost like a Dr. Horrible kind of esque thing, where it's sort of a mockumentary of a situation, and you get to hear from both the superhero and the supervillain. Hopefully, very funny. You want to explain yours?
Mine, And then the one that they could choose for mine was a VH show parody, which basically they make up a VH show. And yeah, it could be a silly show. They make up, they're the judges, they're the contestants, make up silly rules, silly submissions, and yeah.
The key word being silly, people. Okay, So I think we've explained all that. What else did we want to make sure we covered?
Let's see. We covered tokens. We covered theme.
We didn't cover the difficulties for tonight. The difficulties for tonight. Normally, here's how this would work. Normally, the lowest score goes home. Okay? Tonight, there's a little twist, which the contestants all knew about. Right?
Okay.
The twist is, first, it's determined of the paired groups, and the pairs are Russell.
Oh, I know. I was like, what's the...
Right. No, that Russ and Will, and then JC and Temp, and then Jinxers and Janie Gurley. And we actually based that based on how many tokens you had. We paired the highest with the lowest and worked our way into the middle. But
that's cool.
usually the lowest person goes home, but this time it's first determined who was the lowest team, and then the lower person on that team is the one that would go home.
Yep. So you just because you were the lowest score does not necessarily mean, like individually, does not necessarily mean you'll be kicked off.
There's no guarantees here.
The point of that was to encourage people to use their tokens to increase their score, which
I didn't really
we'll see who used what tokens.
Yeah, really.
I'm not gonna say until before. Okay.
The suspense.
First up is Russ and Will.
Awesome. Cool.
Take it away.
Welcome to another exciting episode of The Rating Game, where we will be rating a selected hero on his attempts to enforce justice in our fair city. Today's hero is Marvelous Max. Welcome to The Rating Game, Max. Do you have some words for our studio audience? I suppose we should take off his gag. Heckler, let him speak.
You got it. Hold still, you. This knife will cut your throat instead of the gag.
Announcer man, you fiend!
Why, thank you, Max. I'm sure we're going to have a great and informative show today.
You'll get nothing out of me, villain.
Oh, we're not trying to get anything out of you, Max.
Except your blood.
If I have to die, I'll die with my lips sealed.
Now, Max, is that any way to treat an old friend?
Friend? Are you insane?
I think so. I have it on the best authority.
I'd be a lot more comfortable if you had your stooge untie me.
If we did that, how could we be sure you'd stick around until the grand finale?
Then at least come down here and face me, you coward!
Face you? But I'm the anonymous announcer. I never... Damn. All right, Max, if it'll make you feel better.
What do you want from me?
Why, just to reminisce, Max. Why don't you tell our audience about the first time we met?
Audience? What audience? All you got is your henchman and a guy in a sound booth.
Oh, please, make believe with me. It's so much fun. Now, the first time we met?
You mean the downtown disco debacle?
You named it? Ha! That is so flattering, Max.
I heard shouts of outrage coming from the disco while on patrol. The patrons were threatening the owner over the music he was playing.
Tell them about the music!
The people were there to dance to Earth, Wind, and Fire, but instead, all they got was Barry Manilow.
Yeah, that was great.
Of course, the owner professed complete ignorance as to how that could have happened.
And how did you figure out it was me?
You mean aside from your habit of publicly announcing your crimes after you commit them?
Crime? It was an amusing prank.
You stole $3,000 worth of recordings.
Oh, but I gave them better ones.
Which you pirated.
Gotta keep up the standards, you know. What would my peers think of me if I went legit?
Your peer sentenced you to 5 years in prison. An incredibly light sentence.
And I'd broken out in 5 weeks. Oh, this is fun. What did you call the bit with the statues?
The 60 statue scam.
Hey, what was that? It's funny! It deserves a better stinger! Come on! Say it again, Max.
The 60 statue scam. But I wasn't working alone on that one, was I, announcer man?
Nah, you had your sidekick Captain Beachbum that time.
Well, I don't know if he'd appreciate being called my sidekick per se.
Hey, dude, it's cool. I'm your sidekick, you're my sidekick, it balances everything out, bro.
What are you doing here?
I didn't want you to be lonely. I was so afraid you wouldn't think of me as your friend, so...
But he's not even tied up!
Dude, I got an invite to this totally bitchin' scene. How could I say no?
The Cap's a cool guy. Let me put the blindfold on and everything. Didn't peek once on the way in.
Would have been weak sauce to say no, bro.
And you had to admire the way he dealt with the statues. You know, I don't remember what he did. You want to explain it, Max?
I want to forget all about the whole thing.
See, Heckler, I'd put these scary, animated clown statues all over town. Kids were freaking out left and right.
Scaring kids is totally uncool, dude.
Max couldn't do anything about them, because we had the statues moving around to wherever kids were.
Can we just move on, please?
So what did the captain do? Well, he is so laid back.
I calmed all the statues down and took off their clown makeup. And it turned out they were really animated Tom Hanks statues underneath. It was so cool, man.
What can I say? They were on sale.
Totally non-scary, dude. Totally embarrassing, you mean.
Max, what's a little embarrassment among friends?
Will you stop that? We are not friends.
Oh, now you've hurt my feelings. And we're all going to have to say goodbye.
Already? Although we were having such an awesome time. Let's do this again sometime. And next time, we gotta bring some major baby. Just a total sausage fest in here, Braham.
I don't think that will be possible. We're gonna say goodbye permanently. Heckler, you'd better back up. Let the killer robots do their job.
Announcer man, you fiend! At least cut these ropes and give me a fighting chance!
I'm afraid not. Afraid not. Get it? Afraid not? That's what you really need now!
Oh, afraid not. That's funny. I'll handle this, man.
Not today, you won't. Your power to turn inanimate objects into fish tacos only works on Prime Number Tuesdays during Gilligan's Island reruns.
Boss. It's a leap year. Today is a Prime Number Tuesday.
What? Well, at least we don't have a TV down here. Just sit right back in your sound booth time! Stop watching TV and pay attention!
All right! Fish taco power game!
Aha! You see? Good is always stronger than evil.
And nothing is stronger than the smell of a fish taco!
Get this stupid robot off of me!
I think you're on your own this time, boss.
Quick, Captain Beachbum! Transform my ropes! And now, you nefarious villain, it's curtains for you!
Yeah! Lacy, wavy curtains!
You know what? Just hit me and put me out of my misery.
And virtue triumphs once again. Come on, Cap. Let's get out of here. Here we go. I don't suppose you have a GPS on you, do you, Cap?
Nice.
Wow. Yeah.
What a way to start. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, that was fantastic.
That was Russ. Yay. And Will.
That's the best part of this whole thing, was that you thought it was the game show.
Yeah.
It was like both. That was actually very...
Yeah, that was one of my notes. At first I thought it was the show, and then it turned into superheroes and villains. But you can't blame me. I mean, it started out as a show. It's like, welcome to Bubble and Show. I'm like, oh, show. Anyway, and it was even named a show. I really liked Russ on this a lot. Like, I loved Russ on this. And his Heckler voice, wow. On this show, I really encourage, like, I really want people to explore the range and change it up and use different voices. That's the point of the show. It's called Utterly Absurd. I want you to do, like, high, crazy grunt, you know, different types of voices. And And I like how Russ had like an announcer voice and then a really gruff low voice. It just, I was like, perfect to me. And I could also use that note though for Will, because in the beginning he had that one voice, which is just the good guy, which he, and Will's like perfect at that. Like if I was to cast like a good like character, it'd be Will. But I was a little worried, but then he came in with the sidekick voice and I was like, okay, yeah. Thank you. I was really glad that he came in with that other voice. I'm like, this is nice because, you know, it's showing more energy and risk for him.
I agree.
The sidekick voice had a weird effect on it. I was like, okay. Did you guys catch that or was it just
no,
me?
No.
I felt like there was like a G-verb.
I felt like some kind of warble kind of thing, almost like lag. It could have been like the reverb or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, you know who Russ reminded me of?
For which
have you guys
character,
seen The
though?
Hunger Games?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
His announcer. Have you seen Hunger Games, Janie?
Janie.
I do that all the time.
No, I haven't.
Oh my god! So I can't connect with any of you. Russ reminded me of like the blue haired announcer for anyone who's seen Hunger Games.
Yeah, maybe he saw Hunger Games. He's thinking of that.
Yeah, maybe. Russ is such a huge Hunger Games fan.
Right,
probably.
Right, exactly.
Russ dyed his hair blue for that movie.
He looked like a Smurf.
Okay. Yeah, that's almost all my notes. At first, I thought it was a show. Turned to hero villain. I did think this was a tad long.
Oh, could my God. Well, the next one's longer, so you better.
I know.
But we did. Wait, to be fair, we told them because there were two of them, they could have up to 10 minutes, so.
Yeah. I know. I don't. It's not, like, too long. I just thought it could have been, like, trimmed a little more to help make it more precise, I guess. And I really loved the sidekick at the end with his scream and that the power he used.
The fish tacos.
Yeah, that like really, you scored some extra points for me on that, Will. Whereas if you, because to be honest, you were a little lower for me in the beginning, and then at the end you really picked it up. So
I,
that's my
my critiques are not that far off from Jinx's. Sorry, not that far. See, we're missing all our names.
All we do is just call each other.
Okay,
random contestants.
Okay, so I'm now going to call Blackjack Temp.
And, yeah, you'll be Will at next.
Right, there we go. I actually thought this was really fantastic. I don't know which one of you guys. I almost wish I knew who wrote these because this was written so well. I really liked it. I thought the little thing at the end about the Gilligan's Island was starting to like kind of stretch the joke strings a little too far. I mean, it was. I get it, but it was almost too contrived. But that's okay. I actually really liked the dynamic. I'm gonna just say that if we listened to only the first 2 minutes, Russ would have beaten Will. Easily for me. But then Will comes out of the gates with that sidekick. And all of a sudden, all the things that I was kind of finding low key about his captain, whoever he was, or Max, right? All of a sudden, that was now contrast. And I went back and I looked back on that and perfect. I thought, no, that's actually better than I was thinking of it when it first started because it gave contrast between his two characters. I will say this, in a sense, Russ. Without the mixing of the booth, you know, when Russ's character came out, his had a little bit less contrast because I think that I personally think that Will's two characters were bland and bizarre, and Russ's characters were a little more centric than the two, which didn't bother me at all. I guess as a mixing trick, it might have been nice if his heckler was maybe a little more to one side than the other. There was one period in the middle where I got a little confused with what was going on. But I actually thought they did all their characters really well. I did say this. If I had to choose my two favorite characters, it was Russ's villain, like his main villain, and the sidekick. And the other two characters were okay for me, not spectacular. But I think in a sense...
But I love that word contrast.
Yeah, but I think in a sense that's almost how Max was written. You know, I think Max was written to be kind of more bland and cliche-ish in a different kind of way. I don't know. But if I had to... I had to listen to this twice, and I'm still not sure exactly how I'm going to score this. This was really fantastic on both your parts. You both... If either of you end up as the bottom category and we have to choose between the two, it's going to be hell. It really will because you both did such a good job on this.
That and I will be very, very surprised.
Hey, we're getting towards the end. Everybody's going to pull out the stops. I will say this. If I had my preferences, I think that there was that middle section for Russ where he was like, oh, no, this is your final game. You know, I would have liked for Russ on the acting score, and I'm sort of factoring this in a little bit for his acting bit, I would have liked it if there was contrast within the character at that point. I think that, like, he stuck with the kind of, like, the excited, sinister craziness almost to the point where it didn't give the character enough depth, like, allow the character to show a serious side so that the silly side was more dramatic silliness. I don't know. Does that make sense to you guys?
That is, like, in depth.
I know. I feel like I'm Rochelle.
Sort of.
You're, like, really analyzing.
I'm like Rochelle here.
I kind of get it.
I don't know.
It's deep, man.
It is deep, dude. It's like fish tacos, yeah. So, somebody turn on Gilligan's Island, man. That was my thing. I was just, this was fantastic, guys. This was really high quality. I loved it. I really loved it.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, I spent most of it laughing, so I don't have much to comment on. But
yeah, I'll watch you use your comments. What else do you like?
You
were laughing when she was laughing.
Got more?
I was laughing through it. I thought Russ's character had a bit more energy than who's the other guy? Sorry, I forget.
Will.
Yeah, Will. Sorry. And yeah, I think maybe that's the way it was supposed to be. In places, yeah. I don't know.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. Anything else?
I enjoyed this. Awesome, guys. Awesome.
I love you and I hate you both all at the same time. Because I love this, but I'm going to hate you if I have to decide between you two.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right, so we got next to show a little competition.
Next.
Temporary butterfly.
Genesis,
take it away.
Who will take the throne?
My name is Charles Burnberry Vladimir Maximilian Meredith Mackenzie, Jr. the Third. But everyone calls me Steve. I had a father and a mother, as so many do. My story begins in a city so wrought with fog, people are caught up in the fog of their own fogginess with more fog to fog everything up. In fog, a place known as San Francisco. When I became an adult, I had no choice but to join the SFPD. After all, cops get free donuts. Speaking of which, I hope my mom hasn't discovered my secret stash I left in my room when I moved
Steve,
out.
Steve, that's disgusting.
Max, stop listening in.
Well, I'm sitting right here in the passenger seat wondering why you're talking into a tape recorder about your stupid life. Come on, I need my Joe.
But my documentary, the exposition.
Hey, here, boy.
Huh?
Crawler? Over there,
where,
in the shop,
where?
Outside.
Ah,
see?
There,
yeah,
I'll go get it. There,
go.
Donut.
Yeah, go get it.
Oh,
go.
Boy.
Go. Get out of here. To whom it may concern, my buddy Steve's a depressing, fat-ass loser. Ugh, it makes my job tough, and I bet it's tougher on his girlfriend. Yeah, the big guy got himself a girlfriend. How the hell that happened, I'll never know. How the hell do they even fuck?
Hey, what are you doing with my tape recorder?
Checking the battery, Steve. They're good. Now come on, let's unwind with some breakfast.
Standing outside the Fun King Donuts, I've been up and down and around, and everywhere I look, I see big and not the good kind. Right, Senora?
Si, señorita. Aye, aye, aye.
It's time someone whipped them into shape. Literally. And that person is me, Calgary Calorie. Dietitian, former model dietitian, technician, dietitian, inventor, and did I mention I'm a dietitian, Senora?
Oh, si, señorita. Aye.
Good, because as a dietitian, I believe in keeping the body fit and healthy to achieve what you want to achieve for achieving the achievement. But, Slava, is everything ready?
Si, señorita. Aye.
Shit.
Si, señorita. Aye.
them, missiles.
See, Senorita, my fabulous costume I manufacture myself in the most expensive dresses from Gloomingdale.
See, Senorita, ay, ay, ay.
Can you say anything besides see, Senorita, ay, ay, ay?
Put that off. Of course. But anyway, it is time to put into effect Operation Seasonalita after the great Irish dietitian. Oh, deploy Operation Seasonalita.
Seasonalita. Aye, aye, aye.
I know.
You're a cop. You're supposed to protect people.
I do want to help people and protect them and all, and... Well, that's the number two reason I joined the force.
Yeah, after the number one reason of free donuts.
Can you blame me?
Yes. Whoa! What the hell is that?
The calories stop here, for I am the calorie counter. I count calories, I'm good at it, so deal with it. I shall save you from this devastating establishment of fatty foods.
Let's get out of here.
She's blown the place to bits!
Freeze! You're under arrest!
Burn! You're under a jet!
Ah! Eat lead, you psycho glitter bitch! What?
You call yourself a cop? Attacking a lady? Shame on you!
I wouldn't hit a lady, but lady, you ain't no lady! You got it, lady?
What?
Fuck it. Bullets aren't working! What are we gonna do?
I don't know. We need a plan.
Please, start using your noggin!
Let's see here. Oh, this one looks like good brain food.
Did you just eat one of the donuts that came flying out from the explosion and therefore possess God knows what kind of toxins? Oh, God. Do you feel funny or sick?
Well, now that you mention it...
Oh, shit. I better call an ambulance.
My stomach feels kind of funny and... I hear words
officer
in my
down,
head.
Officer down! Get your an ambulance over here, bells. Quick!
I see the light!
Jesus Christ, Steve!
Donut power!
What the hell was that?
I don't know, but what? Oh, these pants are too tight.
Steve! You turned into a giant donut!
Mom always said I'd turn into one because I ate so many.
How do you feel?
I feel stronger, better, faster, and harder.
Yeah, the pants are tight enough.
You! Calorie counter!
What in the name of tap dancing tadpoles is that? Salada, do you see that? Si, senorita. Ay, ay, ay. It's a man with a donut for a head in a gold cape and tights, and he's huge.
Si, senorita. Ay, ay, ay.
Who are you?
I am the Holy Donut.
Holy Donut?
Calorie counter, I shall defeat you and stop you from terrorizing this town! Ah! Whoa, I can fly!
He can fly!
He can fly?
And I'm not thinking of the happiest things!
Let's make you really holy! Sorry, bucko. Can't have you be too much of Gary Stew.
Steve!
I don't have time to waste on you anymore. I don't even think you know what you're looking for.
What?
Fuck it. Salada, let's hit up the shops really downtown. Si, senorita. Ay, ay, ay.
Whoa, you're back. And in one piece, too. How are you holding up, big guy? Steve, that was... Steve, where you going? You gotta stop that crazy bitch.
I can't do it. I'm going home.
Steve, you look so stupid when you run.
I'm a failure. As a cop. As a human being. Not a superhero.
Steve. Roly poly oly.
Yesha? Oh, am I glad to see you? I've had a rotten day.
Max called me. He told me what was up.
Did Max mention,
That you ate a radioactive donut, had the most ridiculous transformation into a giant donut with a gold cape and gold tights that really showed off your bulges in all the right places, and you got your ass kicked by a psychopathic bitch obsessed with destroying every shop that sells baked goods and denying people that simple pleasure even though it's none of her goddamn business?
Yes.
Well, he may have mentioned something like that, but that is utterly absurd.
It all sounds like a nightmare.
Or a bad audio drama produced by two crazy people.
What am I gonna do, Jan? I can't stop her.
You know, a wise man once said, down men don't bear success.
You're right. I can't do this. I just need to believe in myself. I won't be a down man.
Go get him, Tiger.
Oh, you're the best, Janessa.
No, I know.
Ah, nothing like the sweet sound of explosions and the smell of burnt sugar.
Si, si, Milita. Ay, ay, ay.
Other people can only dream of what I am doing now. Am I doing something for the greater good? Si, Señorita. Ay, ay, ay. Did I win the latest season of America's Next Top Model for nothing?
Si, Señorita. Ay, ay,
ay. I hate you.
Hold it right there, you babbling, bigoted, bludgeoning, blundering bitch!
Damn! What a mouthful, and not the good kind.
I'm giving you one final chance before I call in special forces! Oh, my leg!
You are no match for me. See you in hell, hot stuff.
Stop right there, you sassy, sinister, stupefying, spiteful, scruffy-looking skank!
Shut up!
Steve!
Donut power! And with more kick-ass music this time!
Why does that thing go with everything, even this?
In the name of the blizzard pastry! God damn these pants!
Ugh. I'll punish you! Huh? Hey!
Oh, I was just getting to the part where he takes off his shirt again. You take a long time doing that thing, you know.
It gets people hyped up for the action! And I've got plenty of it!
Sorry, hun. This ain't no Saturday morning cartoon. Besides, we're quickly running out of time. You hardly have enough time to finish me off for good before the time limit of the submission expires.
Nonsense! There's plenty of time left in the submission for me to kick your butt!
Yeah. No, I mustn't. All the sugar, chocolate, no. Surprise bite attack!
Yeah!
Oh, that's gonna leave a mark.
This is...
She bit me! She actually bit me!
Icing!
I watched in horror as the villainess known as Calorie Counter began to consume all the goodies and cakes left over from her destruction.
I couldn't help myself any longer. The sweet, creamy, delicious goodies I had worked so hard to avoid all these years got to me, and I couldn't stop eating and eating.
She put my gorging to shame. Soon she bloated up to bigger than I was and growing bigger by the second.
The devil's food cake was a delight after all these years.
She was becoming a hippo.
A classic custard tart.
No, a whale.
The chocolate.
The size of her.
Shut up. You've narrated enough. It's my turn now.
No, it's my turn to narrate.
No, my narration. My narration.
No,
mine.
So just get on with it.
What the hell was that?
Savannah, you do speak English.
No. Just one exclamation, and then the sentence explaining it.
Seriously?
Si, señorita, ay, ay, ay.
Well, it's about time, dudes. Book this bitch. Do you remember the tank? We're gonna need
it. All that work! Gone! Gone! I'll get you next time, gadget! Donut!
And so, with Calgary Calorie put behind bars, peace returned to San Francisco. Salado was soon let go and went back to Guatemala, or wherever Mexican women come from, and I was awarded a Medal of Honor along with Max. If I've learned anything from this, I guess it's okay to indulge once in a while, but just watch out, or you'll become like Calorie Consumer there in jail.
Steve, wrap it up. They're tired of this. Come on.
Anyway, gotta go, folks. Holy Donut says...
Oh,
I hate you all. I really hate you all.
I love you guys, but I hate you so much.
Exactly.
Okay, first, I want to start.
You want to start?
No, not start. I just want to start off by saying, I'm just going to fucking say, post this shit in audio productions
and I want
right
the cool
now.
Version.
Yes.
I want the full,
yes.
full version. This it must be such... the full version, or somebody will get run over.
Yeah, just awesome. Post this shit right now. All right, dude, you go. You go first.
All right. I hate having to score these shows because the scoring part is killing me.
I haven't scored them.
I haven't figured out how to score anybody at this point. I thought I had, but I have no idea. All right. Let's start with JC. First of all, this whole thing was fantastic. I don't know who wrote it or whether you both wrote it or what. This was so incredibly well done. One of the things that I think, JC, you have consistently come out on top. And, you know, like, there's this whole underdog thing, like, a small part. I ignore this part of my brain, but a small part of me is hoping that somebody's going to topple your throne just to change it up a little mm-hmm. bit. But not if you keep acting like this. This was freaking fantastic. There's just no way people are going to topple you like this.
It's
just
so
absolutely amazing.
Impressive.
And your timing is probably the best timing on the show. Your character timings, honestly, your comedic timing with your characters in the beginning, coupled with the comedy of the script itself, really just was very funny. It was really, really funny, and it was great. I love the name. I love the whole bit about the fog, foggy fog, and Sanford Fog Cisco or whatever, and the whole bit with the donuts. And I love the contrast you had with your two character voices. I will say that there was a little bit in the middle with the gunfight or whatever's going on that I kind of lost track of the characters briefly, and then they came back like your... The guy who turned into Donut Man was a little more distinct. It's possible that I was hearing the same character and thinking I was hearing two characters. I'm not really sure. But the writing was so great. It's like, bitter, stronger, faster, harder. And I was like, what?
The writing, it was like writing where you're just having fun. Like, they're including shit on there like, oh, the episode's almost over. We almost hurry up. Which, I mean, at first that might not sound good, but when you're having a good time with it and they're not BSing this. They're putting the effort into it, so it's not just like, oh fuck, we better hurry. But you know, they're just writing for fun, and that just really works out really well. And I think it translates.
I have to say on the writing, I want to give kudos to the line, dude, you look so stupid when you run. That line was so great. I literally wrote that line. The line was so great. And I love that he's like Mexicans from Guatemala. Yeah. And I just like...
There was too many like good subtle parts in here to write down.
Let me talk about Temp. Temp, you did a really great job with this. Actually, I just want to be clear. We had a debate. JC, whatever you did to make Vanessa's voice what it was so authentic that I actually at first thought it was Temp who was doing it. When I went back to listen, I realized it wasn't because Temp doesn't sound like that. But neither do you, man. How the hell did you do that?
Seriously, Genesis, after we all three of us sat, we went back and we were like trying to listen to see if you pitched your voice or something, which we all agreed no. But oh my God, that fucking chick voice you did. You are the Nick Patera of Voice Hollywood. I'm going to change your title. on BH.
And if you did pitch your voice and we just don't know it, don't do that again. I hope you did.
Yeah.
That's against the rules. But no.
He got like the inflections down that like the way that like, you know, girls talk like that. It was just really good.
You sounded like a woman.
I knew it wasn't Temp, but I did not think it was you. I'm like, who is this third person coming in?
So on to Temp. I think that there were some aspects for Temp that really like let her character really come out and shine. Like I love the differences that she did with the I Senorita thing. Especially my favorite I moment was when like he had turned into Donut Man. She's like, I. That was great. That was really funny.
Epic.
I love the he can fly.
Yeah, that was just her.
I'm not even thinking happy thoughts is straight from Peter Pan.
Right. Her character was just this consistent absurdity that, you know, should have been, in a sense, I was thinking back and it should have been like, okay, that's a really two-dimensional character. There's nothing to that character. But again, it did the contrast thing and it just allowed there to be some differentiation between that character and the other character. I will say one small criticism for Temp. Your main character's accent was kind of inconsistent. It was a little bit all over the place. And at times you were actually a little bit hard to understand. So you want to be careful about that. And a mixing note, and if you did this, it didn't shine through. So I'm I don't know what to tell you, but there were times when I felt like you were one-tracking both your characters, where you literally were switching your voice on the same track. I wouldn't suggest doing that. I would suggest making your voices two separate tracks, because then they can have that same kind of overlap timing that you saw with JC's side of things, and it'll make it sound more natural, because you could almost kind of hear the switch in your breath intake and things like that. But I think that both of you did a really great job with this, and I want to hear the full version.
I do too, to be honest.
Temp, this is probably one of the best acted things I've ever heard of you, I think. All your lines to me were just like so natural. Like, you weren't even acting them. You were the character. You were just performing them. I was like, okay, this is Temp doing what she does, who she is. I didn't really care for, in the beginning, for the I voice. I thought that there was not that much differentiation of like the accent. Like, it could have been a lot more forced, or it could have been a lot more exaggerative to like really show a difference. But then as the script went on, and it kept on being like a reoccurring, it kind of like grew on me. And I was like, okay, I accepted it. But yeah, I thought your acting on this was amazing, Temp. I actually had the same differentiation note for Genesis in the beginning with these two guys in the car. I was like, okay, they're a little different. I can kind of still tell Tim. Like, I have the same problem too. Like, I've gotten this note. Like, and the way I fix it is you really have to go to like the extremes, or go all like into that character completely and like really make your voice own it. That way, you know, you could really tell a difference. But then when his character turned into the Holy Donut,
yeah. That really
his character did a transformation, which then I was like, oh wow.
Right.
Now,
and the voice
now
was
there's
deeper.
A difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know if maybe he did that on, you know, it's intricate when you think about it. Let's see what else. This was written for this phenomenal. I love the writing. The mixing was phenomenal. The background music, it kept the entire thing. We all agreed we put like mixing and all that extra stuff into Risk. It was just fantastic. All the music you chose, it was like perfectly timed. Like, it was amazing. I don't know what else to say aside from like it was perfect music for the scenes that just kept it going and kept me interested in it. I did not feel it drag. Okay, maybe at the very end it just slightly dragged on, but no, throughout the whole thing I was like engaged. Let's see. Mixing, writing, Temp. He can fly. Holy calorie counter with calorie counter with
calorie tips. Counter.
Which is it's just amazing. And I have to go back to Genesee's girl voice.
Yeah, my God, really?
Genesee's girl.
You can't get over that is talent, right? That's skill. It's like what we haven't what is this, round four? He hasn't used it yet on this competition. And great job. Yeah. It's keeping him fresh, keeping him up. Yeah. What else has he got? I'm look forward to Genesee's submissions every week.
That's big clapping.
All right, Cage, crazy.
That's all I got. Yeah, Cage, what do you have?
Well, I didn't think it was going to be funny when I first started listening, but the very second like we got into like multiple voices and stuff, I was just like off the wall laughing with it. I liked when the mama or whatever came in. It just upped the energy factor.
Vanessa.
Yeah.
Vanessa?
Or whatever. I don't know.
The JC did?
Yeah, him. Yeah. Her. Whatever.
The hermaphrodite. Right?
I did like the writing on this. It really helped, form the story and everything. Temp was great. I liked the ay ay ay.
I know. Oh, God.
She did that awesome. sound effects were great. This was funny in a different way than the last one, but still awesome. And it was definitely worth being over 10 minutes. I was sad when it ended,
to be honest. It was really fun. It was really fun.
And oh my God, you guys used the title in your submission, like the title of the show. Utterly absurd.
Yeah, mentioned that. And then they even did the doonch, which is...
Right. But you know what? Russ and Will also did some tongue-in-cheek kind of stuff there too, I think.
True, yeah.
So,
but yeah, that's basically my notes.
I just, all right.
Awesome.
When you guys are writing, I know someone mentioned this earlier. It might seem like a little, like, we're making you guys write your own scripts and stuff every week, but I really just want you guys to have fun with it and not stress about it, and kind of hopefully the character, I don't know if it's just me, but when I sit down and I have time to write something, it's not that hard for me. Like, I'll make it. It just comes. I don't know.
I mean, all spells.
Reed can improv that shit.
I know you are.
Reed just does it on the spot. But this was, I think, a great example of just, you know, making it fun.
It is hard to improv when two people are there. You know.
Yeah.
You guys have to both be on the same wavelength, but, yeah. All right. So we have one more, right?
Yeah. Yes. You want to explain? Okay. So none of the first four people, none of you guys use your tokens. I guess you're all saving up for the cannon or the cloak.
Or the cash.
Oh, and also, by the way, next round begins diminishing returns. So
Just look on the front of the, on the top of the thread to see how much you need to cash in to get certain things.
Yeah, look at the thread. Look at the thread. The prices have changed. Okay. But the next team did use their tokens. They were like,
we had a situation.
They were like, I got tokens. I'm going to use tokens. And yeah, this is a really interesting situation. Remember, I did tell you guys you could use for this round, since you're on teams, you could use your tokens on another team member. I said you could do that. So we had Jinxers over here who had 8 Reed tokens. Was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to purchase a skip for me. And I'm going to purchase a skip for Janie Gurley. I was like, whoa, really? You're going to drop 8 tokens? He's like, do it. Bam. So means
for all fairness, his grandmother had a mini stroke and he was very distracted by that. She's thank God okay. And we're very glad that she's okay, Jinxers. We're really glad she's okay. And it was very noble of Jinxers to use the tokens on his teammate rather than just dropping out of the competition. So I give you kudos, man. To the rest of you, Jinxers screwed you. It's like who screwed you? But
I was gonna say, since Jinxers and Janie, they both get skips this round. Of course, Jinxers has no more Reed left, but well, he might have one after this.
That's because he's very, very generous and kind to Janie.
That means we're gonna have
making
to
her suffer.
We're gonna have to cut one of the first four people, which I'm not looking forward to. But enough down talk. Let's go ahead and listen to their submission.
Now, real fast, because when Janie started to realize that Jinxers wasn't necessarily around, she quickly scrambled something solo just so that she could stay in the competition. So because she put the effort in, we should listen. Being skipped.
It's she Janie's not going, I want to make this clear, Janie's not going to be in contention for the,
it's like she's immune,
50 point tokens. She's not going to be able to get any tokens for being like above 50 because she skipped this round. She doesn't get any credit for this round.
She doesn't get scored.
She doesn't. We're just listening to it because she did it, and we don't want it to go to waste, you know, that sort of thing.
And it's probably hilarious.
And it's probably awesome.
Can't wait. Let's listen. Ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Ooh. And change of pace. Okay, we made a decision. Made an executive decision that you guys... An executive decision, right. We got the cows together, and all the cows voted moo. Right. So what we're going to do, actually, is we're going to give our ode to Janie at the end. But since Janie's now skipped... she's not in the scores, and we're going to give you guys a little respite and let you hear your scores first, and then, you know, do your fellow cast member a favor and take a listen to the work that she put in very, very last minute to try and, you know, stick with the program. And so, without further ado.
You want me to say who's first?
I think.
Or what?
Yeah.
Let's say the...
really wanted to say, you people who didn't use your tokens are foolish, foolish, foolish people.
Damn,
as foolish as I was 2 weeks ago.
Wait, let me just say this: the lowest tonight was 45, and the highest was a 56. So that's like 2 blackjack tokens away from a lowest to a highest.
Practically speaking, yeah.
Practically speaking. And I also wanted to say that the way things worked out, there wasn't like a weird, there wasn't a weird thing. Like the lowest person got cut.
Yeah.
Or is getting cut. Okay.
So I guess we work our way Yeah, actually, let's work our way from top to bottom. That'll be good.
Okay,
that'll be nice and suspenseful.
Oh, fuck. What did I say? I said something about how they get an extra opposite token. Did I say they get to choose? I don't think so.
Yeah, but that's what we decided. They could choose.
Oh, okay. They could choose which one.
Which one they wanted, yeah.
Okay, we'll do that. Because, so
just for this round. Uh-huh.
So two people got it.
For those listening who aren't part of the show, don't worry about it. The contestants know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
So first tonight. Thank you. I was waiting for that. With a total. Wait, we don't say the numbers, do we?
Well, you already told everybody what the top one was. But anyway, the first 56. Choice today.
Genesee!
Somebody's going to shoot at some point, but it wasn't tonight. You are now four. A champion. That's three in a row.
The four first places in a row. He's got first place every single time.
Damn.
Okay. Can he
but he's
stop?
Got to break his streak.
Will Genesee's use the crazy cow cannon next week? I don't know. Tune in next week to find out.
Will join us for next week.
We have
guest judging.
We have a little wager going on between the judges. I think he's going to use it. Reed says no, but we'll see.
We'll see what happens. All right.
Next,
second place, and this is going to make everything really obvious about who's in, who's not, is Russ. Not so obvious after all. That's one from each team, so we're going to have to see.
Right, on the drum roll there.
Sorry, that was a kind of lame drum. That's good.
Yeah. So. I only got to do like three of them. Russ, so you got above 50 as well. So JC and Russ, please email me or Reed. Say whether you'd like an extra blackjack or an extra Reed token for scoring above 50.
All right, now.
Okay.
It comes down to Temp and Will. And all this changed. It was such a narrow field.
They were less than 5 points from each other.
I know. It's really a nail biter.
Oh my god.
So, who's going to say it?
I'll say who's safe.
Okay.
Staying
on for one more week.
With a score of...
Wait, don't say your score.
40.
Something.
Well, we already know the lowest is 45.
All right.
With a score of 48, beating the other person out by three... Is Reed? Do the drum roll. Oh, yeah. With a score of 48 points. Coming in safe this week. Thanks to Jinxes and Janie skipping this round and fucking them. Is Temporary Butterfly. Sorry, Will. Thank you so much, though, for everything.
Oh, man. Will, you were an awesome contestant, and the truth is I'm looking forward to working with us next week, but still, I'm sorry to see you go, man.
Yes.
Really awesome.
Oh, that would be awesome, because I don't really talk to Will that much.
Will's
outside.
Great to record.
And it would be cool if Will... Oh, Will, oh, yeah, you're good. Yeah, you and Will do that thing. I hope, Will, you can come on next week and co-judge with us, and this is like
a I bunch did. Of show.
Why don't you say, give us some words, Tara.
Yeah, how'd you like your time, Tara? Did you have a good time?
Yeah, this was really fun. I enjoyed this.
It's just chill.
It's like chill and random.
You got to see how, how behind the scenes.
Right.
Behind the scenes with Blackjack and Reed. Yay. Wow.
Okay. That was just weird. Okay. It's the hour is getting late and people want to hear the listen. So,
well, let's just say I sent emails out yesterday.
Oh yeah, I already had
one person decide their round. So, okay. Next round they could do. Well, Reed, don't say. I didn't put which one of ours is what, but I think it's kind of obvious by the way it's written.
Oh really?
They could choose. Okay. Yeah, I just told them the two rounds. I forwarded you the message, but they could choose between take a chill pill. Which in this week we're changing something up. We're telling you guys what the round is. We want to see
like details how effective of the rounds, that is, not just a title and a snippet.
Yeah, we want to see how that works out.
People are gonna love that.
Yeah, they've been asking for it for weeks. So.
The reason I if you guys are wondering, the reason I haven't been doing it earlier is because I don't want you to, like, compare the rounds to each other, because then it makes me feel like I have to make my rounds super good, which I don't want to have to feel like that every week.
Pirates won last week.
Yeah. Well, surprisingly, every week it's been even. Like, they'll choose, like, you know, it's been surprisingly even. So this week you could choose take a chill pill, which is, like, angry, pissed off, scream your head off, you're mad about something. There's more info in the email. Or art gallery, which is you're going to get pictures, and you have to explain a little bit like information behind the pictures and give a voice to the pictures, and you're going to be a tour guide and just do silly voices that way.
It should be epic. Yeah. Make sure we get somebody picking each category at least.
So. I wish I was a contestant on this show.
Yeah,
this
me too. Like,
and just for the record, I'm still going to come around and listen just because this sounds fun.
Oh, thank you.
Yay. That's good. All right, so.
That's everything.
We should play Janie's piece. Janie, went to the effort of doing this. So everybody take a listen. Enjoy. We'll see you next week. And then the cows will let us out at the end.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God. Have you heard about Justin Bieber? Like, I know he's, like, totally, everybody knows him, but, like, seriously, he is amazing. Like, every day, I have to see his just gorgeous face. And, oh my God, have you heard that song, Somebody Loves Me? Or Baby? Like, baby, oh. I think I sound just like him, don't you? I think he should marry me.
I've already picked out my wedding. Like, seriously? Does he seriously think that she is so cool for liking Justin Bieber? Justin Bieber is the stupidest person on the planet. How do I troll this little noob? I shall write a new comic. I'll use my other account. That way no one knows it's me.
Dear little noob, I don't think you understand, but this site isn't for people like you. Nobody likes you, or your stupid little soul. No one likes you at all, so why don't you just get up, pack your little email address, and leave. Nobody likes you if you're Justin Bieber. Get off this site. Personal Hollywood is not for you. You are worthless. You are just a little skank who only likes Justin Bieber because he's one person that you haven't pissed off in your life. Go on. Leave. Go on. Go. And set. Welcome to PH, otherwise known as Personal Hollywood, a website for people who, well, they're actors, but, you know, they're not exactly at Hollywood level yet, if you know what I'm saying. But mostly, it's a forum. A forum for people to talk, communicate, and have fun. I mean, it's a wonderful site. I'm on it every day. Because, we'll see, I'm a moderator. I remember the first time I went to the site. It was amazing, and then one day, I found out something weird. Somebody was trolling everywhere, and then I discovered a secret. Now, I can't tell you the secret, otherwise, well, he'll troll you as well. But long story short, I'm modern. I make sure everything's going smooth on the site, and when this troller comes around, I know things are bad. You just see what happens when this troller trolls for the last time.
Let's see how he responds.
Oh, well, a new post. Maybe someone, like, totally liked my thing. Alright. You're... what? Justin Bieber's... I'm a skank? How How could you do that to me? You, sir, are a terrifying person. No one likes you. And I can't believe you would ever call me such a thing. I hate you. I hate you. This site is wonderful, and for you to do this to me is stupid. Someone moderate him. Someone, please.
It's too late. It's time to be banned.
No! Justin Bieber.
Wait. Did I hear something? Has someone been banned? No. This can't be true. Banhammer. He's back. It is time for this to end, once and for all. It is time to be the moderator.
I wonder if anyone has replied to my lovely little comment. Let's see. No. It can't be. Not the moderator!
I'm sorry, but you cannot read this comment because it has been moderated!
I shall switch over to my official account. So, back again, eh?
Banhammer?
You think you can ban me? Go yes. ahead. I'll just make another account. And another? And another, and another, and I'll never stop.
You will be moderated.
You can't ever ban me.
Yes, I can.
You know it.
But I know your secret.
My secret? How could you possibly know my secret? I don't have a secret. Of course not. I have never had a secret. There is no secret.
Already? Not that you're the creator?
You can't tell anyone. This is my site. It's mine. And if you tell anyone, what will you do?
Then I know your real name. I shall tell the entire world what a terrible person you really are.
Me? I'm just a moderator. I'm the good one. You're the one who's talking about yourself. You're the bad one.
I'm not talking about myself. You're the one who's stupid. You're the one who's worthless. Everyone's worthless.
Worthless? Is that why you created this site? To make fun of people who are what you think is lesser than you?
Of course not.
But you are the lesser being that I've ever known.
Shut up.
And I will tell everyone what you have done.
No!
I'm sorry.
You can't do this to me!
But even you, Millen Mollins, even you must be moderated sometimes.
No!
And I'm sorry. You are not the runner of this site anymore.
No! You will be moderated!
No! And thus was the end of Millen Mollins. She thought she had everything. She thought she could start a site and make everything all right. She didn't have high self-esteem, so she took it out on poor, innocent noobs. When the truth was, Millen Mollins was a noob herself. A poor, innocent soul with nowhere to go but down. This is a PSA. Do good online. On PH, on YouTube, on Facebook, on anywhere. Don't be a Millen Mollins. Don't be.